Greetings, everybody. This is James Gillen with the City Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio on PBS. We're also on X, Rumble, everything. We're all over the place. It's pretty sad now. I really couldn't start the show without talking about Charlie Kirk. And, the title of the show is Charlie Kirk, The Forces Behind Genocides, Earth Changes, Messages from the Elders, and Star Nations. But in the beginning, I was talking about, this message is to all the leaders of integrity and people of the earth, it's time to rise. So I want to begin with deep condolences to Charlie Kirk's family, friends, and fans. You know, my friends and family are deeply affected by the tragedy. And after two near-death experiences and over 40 years of sitting with masters and elders around the world, one develops a different perspective on events. You know, I asked the masters, particularly Mother Mary, who is a universal being, not bound by any one religion, if she could help with the crossing over of Charlie. And she said, he feels his work is unfinished, but is reuniting with the Orion Council of Light, six-dimensional beings focused on planetary liberation. So there's so much more to heaven than the clouds and harps. And many have incarnated from that realm to help the earth in its transition. And, a lot of them just connect, they think they're connected to God, but there's the beautiful many assistants of God, and there's a lot more to the story than we can imagine. But, my father was one of those, and that's how I know about the bigger picture. His last words were, "Beam me up," and a beautiful turquoise lightship appeared over the house. And, it's, what do you do with that? it's just, there's just so much more to the multiverse than we can imagine. As far as down to earth information, it's obvious it was a professional hit done most likely by the same people that tried to assassinate Trump. You know, a staged event to strike fear into the masses, rage in others, to further divide the planet with the same questions. You know, why was the rooftop left unguarded? Where were the drones? Where is the security camera footage? Where is the satellite footage that can read a dime at 20,000 feet? You know, it's like, you know, who is in charge of security? You know, the first step in security is have observers at the highest point to watch the rooftops, preferably snipers and people on the ground to make sure no one has access to the roofs. You know, what happened to the communication? The shooter was spotted ahead of time, yet no one did anything. And this is sounding like Trump 2.0, with another patsy. So anyway, I'm sure Dan Bongino is probably already has this figured out. You know, Charlie was pointing the finger at Mossad and behind a lot of false flags and even Epstein. So, this is a real career ender. And we need to maybe delve into that one as well. So, and I have no desire to suicide myself. I have a beautiful life. So, anyway, the people behind these events, they divide the people, setting them against each other, be it political, race, religion, even gender. You know, the integrity, critically thinking, and morally impaired have been socially engineered to the point of no return. You know, it's pre-planned mass psychosis. Media-driven, the cognitive dissonance is epidemic. It's crazy. The calls for violence by the Democrat Party, fuel events like these. And behind the scenes, they're celebrating, making cold and callous comments, while on camera they show a false front. You know, the White Hats have everything. You know, they have all the conversations. They know what's going on. So anyway, I would say rest in peace, Charlie, but courageous souls like him have a real hard time resting. You know, his work will continue, just on a higher level. You know, he was a grand example of courage, speaking from the heart brilliantly, I might add, and getting people to rethink the social engineered spell they're under. What better place than the universities where the divisionary programs in social engineering are in full force? There's a bit of Charlie in all of us, and it's time to let that come out. So once we let go of the grief, he's just a thought away. I speak from experience, as my father often returns, offering wisdom and inspiration from on high. So I offer this in humble sincerity. I know the psychics and channelers will all come forward with their versions, some with different motives, and just let's not add more division to the situation. So that said, let's switch topics to what's unfolding on the planet. So everyone is feeling an urgency, the feeling of great changes upon us, and even greater changes in the future. The Earth is undergoing a tremendous upsurge in higher consciousness and energy. Yeah, it's re revealing all that's out of alignment with the universal law, amplifying and accelerating action, reaction, or karma. The sun is bombarding the Earth with one CME, coronal mass ejection, and flare after another. The solar storms are like never before. The electromagnetic light spectrum is expanding, adding new bands. Recent massive cosmic ray bursts, one hitting England, are creating changes right down to our very DNA. They could use a little DNA. Wonder what that does, reptilian DNA. Anyway, the human resonance is off the scale, and these CMEs and solar flares affect the bioelectric fields, bands of energy surrounding the body, some refer to as the auric field. We have to release the wounds, traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experiences in our energy fields, forgive and release old grudges, some ancient between nations. These incoming energies create a healing crisis, emotional outbursts, mood swings from being agitated, excited, to lethargy as we ride the highs and lows of the incoming energy. This unprecedented solar activity also creates severe weather, which is amplified and steered by weather warfare technologies, chemtrails, and HAARP. I think 21 states are all going up against these chemtrails and trying to ban them, but they're still spraying, and they give you a hotline to call, and you can call and complain, but until we send some jets up there to take care of business, it's going to continue. Anyway, there's also been an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity generating tsunamis, which will also rise in numbers and magnitude. And this is now obvious to everyone. The latest 5.8 quake off the coast of Oregon, where there is an active volcano they don't want you to know about, is one of many warnings. The Earth is expanding. We can no longer deny things will continue business as usual. It's not going to happen. To fully understand what has happened is we need to understand the process of creation. Everything goes from consciousness to light, then energy finally condensing into matter. This is quantum physics 101. The driver and manifesting force behind all creation is consciousness. There is a higher consciousness and energy flooding the planet. Call it God, Creator, Great Spirit. The beautiful many are working with this energy, the servants thereof, whatever culture your culture desires. And we no longer have the luxury of demonizing others despite culture, religion, or belief. And we all came from the same omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient source. Nothing is hidden. So even your off-world visitor is some good, some bad, some in the gray area, as above, so below. They're all part of this unified field we all live in. And some are operating under universal law, some are not. And that's the big division we're dealing with. Some call it good and evil, and I call it you're either operating under universal law or you're not. And if you're not, you're going to create karma, and that action is not sustainable. So, it is said a man's woman's character is established by their actions. It's the same throughout the universe. There have been abominable things done to this day and done in error using the name of God, using the false images of wrathful gods, fostering self-serving, unrighteous behavior. The demonization of the benevolent ETs is a perfect example, a most arrogant and ignorant stance in the multiverse. We can apply universal law, which is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all, as tools for discernment. In the Cherokee tradition, there's a saying, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good. And, just keep it simple. This is the solution, if honored and lived with impeccable integrity. And it's something very hard to find on earth presently, I might add. The massive influx of higher consciousness and energy is revealing everything that does not align with universal law. The wounds, traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experiences are all coming up to be healed and released. And this is happening not just individually, but collectively, like whole nations are going through this process. And these energies are empowering the individual. The chaos is part of the healing process. The old world has to end before the new world can take its place. Denial will not serve you well in the days to come. Those in service to self who have capitalized at the expense of humanity and Earth will experience the reaction to their actions, most likely from the ones they abused, overpowered, took advantage of, and nature herself. So all ill-gotten gain will be lost. And how many of the ungodly are living on islands, beachfront properties? Connect the dots. Have tsunamis increased? Anyway, they're not even going to listen to this, so I don't know where. Anyway, humanity and the earth are ascending. We have two choices: take the self-serving downward spiral, attempting to control, dominate, suppress the people, the insatiable lust for power, wealth, and greed. And that path is now being revealed with instant karma, and everything is being amplified and accelerated. And that's the downward spiral, ending in social, economic, and environmental collapse. And when the beast collapses, all who serve the beast will go down with it. The other option is the upward spiral, in service to others, living a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature. Those are the only two options right now. The earth is ascending. And as it expands with these new energies, natural disasters are part of the process. You need to pay attention, be aware of your surroundings. What's the land going to do you're sitting on? It's just common sense. So there is a consortium of councils beyond 3D Earth, the knowledge of which has been kept from most humanity. Many have dismissed, this as myth, even though they left great stone temples with technology far superior to present day science. The technology below the pyramids, now discovered, is just one example of these pyramids, which are global, and some are being activated as we speak. The glass-lined tunnels, 600 to 300 million years ago, were created by advanced off-world visitors far earlier than the Adam and Eve story. Göbekli Tepe and Angkor Wat, they're examples of structures that are actually generate a tremendous amount of energy. Find get a scalar wave detector and go there and see what happens. So anyway, a lot of ancient ruins are under the oceans and ice, some millions of years old, and there's some actually being recycled as molten rock. I mean, they're so ancient. So at what point do we admit, we've never been alone? Archaeology has proven advanced civilizations have colonized Earth repeatedly, only to succumb to great wars, cataclysms, and pole shifts. There is a multidimensional greater family of man, woman throughout the cosmos. There are multidimensional councils of spiritually and technologically advanced beings. There's the Andromedan Council, the Arcturian Council, the Sirian Council, the Orion Council of Light, the Pleiadian Council, many other councils. And just as there are good councils, there are negative alliances. The Orion Alliance consists of serpent beings, royal reptilians, dracos, tall grays, and then there's demonics, djinn, fallen ones, astral beings that serve a darker agenda, and that's in the lower fourth dimension. And so not to being, the Orion Council of Light, most of them are now six dimensional beings, and they went to battle with them, were victorious, and are now here along with the benevolent councils to help liberate Earth. Now, there's a lot of misunderstanding here because people think the Orion Council of Light and the Orion Alliance are the same thing. They're not. They're totally polar opposites. And so a lot of misinformation is coming out about that. So, it's time to grow up and ask the question, how big is your God? We no longer have the luxury of living in ignorance concerning the greater interstellar and interdimensional family of man. We're not just in a war of the flesh, we're in a war between mostly unseen negative influences, and there's been an ongoing war between those that serve God, Creator, Great Spirit, and those who align with satanic Luciferian forces. And they're controlled by unseen negative influences, and that's what they do their rituals to. Humans, in most cases, some willingly and some in ignorance, were trapped through dark rituals or their own desire for fame and fortune. Epstein, Diddy, the movie and music industry, corporate-sponsored fake news, as examples, have all aligned themselves with these darker divisionary forces. Some are in the gray area and they move in and out, of both areas. So, but there's no more fence sitting anymore. You're not going to get away with sitting on the fence. So we are in the process of a great bifurcation of worlds as written in the prophecies. This knowledge has been passed down through many indigenous people, the Cherokee, the Lakota Sioux, the Hawaiian, Aboriginal, Philippine elders all speak of the ancestors, the Star Nations, and most point to the Pleiades as their origin before coming to Earth. Unfortunately, they have been genocided throughout history to keep this knowledge secret. To this day, the genocide continues, not just with indigenous people, but with those who are authentic in disclosure movements. Churches and governments continue to suppress this information with deadly force. This is the origin of the controlled narrative and the limited hangout groups in disclosure. Dis means to stop, closure. So there's no accident why they call it disclosure. Most are funded by dark money, basically. So why? Because the contact with benevolent higher intelligence interferes with their need to control and dominate, exert power over the people. These councils and advanced civilizations operate under universal law. They're not a threat to the people. They are a threat to those who operate against universal law, the self-serving controllers, and their continued actions against humanity and the earth. Many are doing the work of the controllers in ignorance due to social and religious engineering, some for God and country, which has nothing to do with either, or, it doesn't benefit humanity and the earth. So, to be perfectly honest, the posers, planned opposition, and shields within the spiritual and UFO community, their dark-funded networks are creating the biggest opposition right now. Religious zealots and their wrathful gods, ignorant of Earth's true history, are a close second. So now you know why we don't have contact with benevolent, spiritually, and technologically advanced off-worlders. Some are ancient ancestors. Our governments and religions attack them, the masses fear or worship them, and the benevolent ones are not to be feared or worshipped. They're like our elder brothers and sisters, and they're doing their best. They're trying to help and stay within universal law and not trespass. We have to ask our question, why is there still war, disease, poverty, division, and a lack of freedom, all of which could be easily overcome by reuniting with the greater family of man and woman throughout the multidimensional universe? Those blocking contact, willingly or in ignorance, are the same ones behind the drug, sex, and child trafficking, the escalation of crime and the endless suffering. And this includes children unnecessarily suffering and dying in cancer wards. Stopping veterans from having their limbs regenerated, the unnecessary loss of many loved ones, victims of Big Pharma and the global elite's depopulation programs. They're pushed by compromised politicians and compromised healthcare officials. And, Robert Kennedy is calling them out saying, hey, you took $1.5 million from Big Pharma, you took 500,000, you took. And the ones that are screaming the most, trying to push all these vaccines and all these other things, are the ones that are in the pocket of Big Pharma. So you might want to pay attention to that. You might want to check the statistics, do a little research before the next jab, listening to Robert Kennedy, and stop participating in your own and your family's demise. What a novel idea, choosing not to participate in your own enslavement and demise. You might want to, might want to ask most of the Democrats and the rhinos, why are you participating in your own enslavement and demise and the people you represent? Because it's all about the money, basically. Anyway, the continued abject poverty, the driver of crime, could easily be solved. And what would happen if we were given phenomenal healing technologies, fearless energy, anti-counter gravity, the knowledge to clean up our environment, our air, our land and water, grow abundant, organic, energized food? You know, what would replicators do for poverty, war, disease? Poverty are here because others made choices for us. You know, maybe it's time for us to make our own choices, take a quantum leap in evolution, and, you know, let's make Earth great again. There's a new mega movement to expand on the old one. Universal law is God's law. The Republic under the Constitution is a reflection of universal law. We have God-given unalienable rights that supersede all other rules and regulations, especially if they go against your God-given rights. And we are going to return to that. That's what Jassara is all about. Anyway, universal law is returning, you know, due to popular demand, and divine intervention and the awakened are fulfilling the prophecies. And so let's demand reunion with the greater family of man, the benevolent ones assisting in the awakening and healing of humanity in the earth. They're waiting on high. They cannot intervene without our permission. And I don't know if you think the government's going to give them permission. The deep state, do they want them here? I don't think so. Anyway, they can, however, intervene on those who have already trespassed. So it is imperative that we choose to live a spiritual life in service to humanity and the earth. Do not participate in the divisionary tactics, be they political, race, religion, or gender. Learn to set boundaries when necessary. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. You know, learning a little self-mastery doesn't hurt, along with becoming proficient in healing unseen negative influences. You know, C-13 Atlas is just one of many ancient ships they haven't told you about. There are massive ships, miles long, thousands of ships parked behind the moon, Mars, some base within them. And they're also circling the Earth right now. You know, we go out and we'll film hundreds of ships at night. You know, we have night vision, we have technology, but you can see them with the naked eye. And get an app that tells you what's a satellite and what's a ship, and you see something, especially in the middle of the night, everything to the east when the sun's gone down is self-illuminated. Satellites are not self-illuminated. So whatever is up there is self-illuminated, and most likely it's the field around the ship you're seeing. Anyway, so you can get an app to discern what's what up there. And everybody goes, oh, that's Starlink. You know, yeah, why are they going in 10 different directions and stopping and turning and landing and all these other things? So anyway, the control narrative is failing. The days of tyranny and deception are over. You know, they're in free fall. The people are rising. You know, the last thing I want to add is, in the interest of national security, if there are technologically advanced ships operating on the dark side, would it not be advantageous to align with the more advanced ships on the lighter side? I mean, this is real military intelligence. I mean, real intelligence, you might say. You know, the negative aliens have been here for over 450,000 years. They're being removed and have been held in check by the benevolent ones. In 1945, your government was given a choice between the spiritually and technologically advanced benevolent ones, with the stipulation we had to shut down our nuclear arms. If so, they would give us advanced technologies, assist us in cleaning up the environment, taking a quantum leap in evolution. Another group, aligned with the war industry, offered advanced weapons with the stipulation of having bases on Earth and the right to experiment on the people. Imagine where we'd be today if we would have chose the spiritually and technologically advanced ones. You know, the ones that are coming are not to be feared. You know, something the rogue governments and wayward churches, even those in the UFO and spiritual communities, are promoting. The same ones that brought us the genocides of the past are, you know, some ongoing to this day, basically to suppress the ancient wisdom from the stars. The real problem is an ancient one. It has been the negative ETs that escaped the interstellar and interdimensional and temporal wars, and they fled to Earth and have been here for eons, including Earth humans and those who have aligned themselves with them. And if you want to read the Emerald Tablets of Thoth or Thoth, however you want to say that, they spell this out. They said there's an influx of negative entities and it got overwhelming, and a lot of the benevolent ones actually left. They say, look, we can't deal with this. It's getting overwhelming. So anyway, this is a problem that's in the process of being solved, basically. And I love what Mother Mary said. Mary's always been close to me. She saved my life when I was 5 years old. I was dying in the hospital, and I'm not Catholic, and she came to me and pulled me through it. And so I've always had a very close connection with her. And I love what she said. She said, universal peace shall not come through governments or religions, but through the minds and hearts of the people. People of impeccable integrity, of strong moral character, and those who possess critical thinking. And we have to admit, there's not a lot of people, of impeccable integrity with strong moral character and who possess critical thinking, especially in leadership roles. And they are starting to rise, they are starting to come forward, but anyway, the people are rising and the leaders need to start listening, and woe to those that don't, basically, because you're going to have an experience. But anyway, please pass this on, in its entirety. You have my permission. It's really good to get this out. And I always feel like Mother Mary talks a lot about the children. And there's one thing really important is that you're seeing all this insane activity for several reasons. But one is the children aren't taught universal law, the basics, being kind to each other, being kind to the planet. They a lot of them are fatherless, and they go to the gangs because there's their father figure. There's so much of that going on right now, but in general, the colleges, everything, rather than teach this social engineering crap that they're teaching there and trying to teach socialism is good, communism is good. It's a failed experiment over and over and over again. It's always ended up in genocide. And people that want to push that are, whenever you give your power to somebody outside of yourself, they'll eventually use that power to against you. That's just the way it is. And so when you have this intellectual few that we give all our power to, pretty soon, what they do is they take the money away from everybody and give it away until it runs out. And then when you say, hey, where's the money? When you're totally dependent on them and they can no longer fulfill your needs, you end up with an uprising. And of course, they already took your guns and they took your ability to, they've assassinated all of your prophets and messiahs. They've gotten rid of all of them. And so now where do you go? What's the next step? You're the enemy, so they have to genocide you. And all of that's happening right now. So anyway, we need to start looking at solutions. And the solutions is we need to teach universal law to the children. We need to teach it in all the classes. We need to, just the basics. The Ten Commandments, whatever you want to call it, teach the basics. Be kind to each other. Be kind to the planet. Be in service to others. Take care of the elderly. Respect the elderly. Take care of the children. We've seen parties. Both Democrats and rhinos have completely strayed away from all of this, and they've lost all moral compass whatsoever. And that's coming to an end. So anyway, again, please pass this on in its entirety. The heavens are full of ships. We're going to play some footage of those ships. And, just keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. Perfect. Perfect timing. Anyway, it's funny how my phone, I had it shut off and it clicks back on right at the end. So you got to expect this, folks. You're going to have a lot of downtime with technology and a lot of power outages and things like that. So, and your phones are going to start going crazy just like my phone did. Perfect timing. So anyway, again, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and just be kind to each other. Basically, that's the bottom line. It's not that complicated. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.
Good morning and welcome to the hearing regarding UAP disclosures. For too long, the issue of unidentified anomalous phenomena, commonly known as UAPs, has been shrouded in secrecy, stigma, and in some cases, outright dismissal. Today, I want to state clearly that this is not science fiction or creating speculation. This is about national security, government accountability, and the American people's right to the truth. I have spoken now to a number of whistleblowers from the military to include the infamous Eglin Air Force Base incident that occurred when myself and former Representative Matt Gaetz, as well as Representative Burchett, followed up on a lead from multiple active duty Air Force pilot whistleblowers that alleged that the United States Air Force was covering up UAP activity at Eglin Air Force Base. We have heard from a number of whistleblowers, specifically military pilots, that the reason for not coming forward publicly is out of fear that speaking out would cost them their flight status and potentially their careers. This is unacceptable. We cannot protect our airspaces if our best-trained observers are silenced. We cannot advance science if we refuse to ask questions. And we cannot maintain trust in government if we keep the American people in the dark. Now, Congress has tried to fix this problem. Congress tried to create formal channels through the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, also known as AARO, and the Intelligence Community Inspector General for service members and officials to make disclosures. But the reality, the reports come in are often too brushed aside, slow-walked, or met with skepticism rather than serious investigation. Recently, the former AARO director, known as Sean Kilpatrick, attacked our witnesses and members on this committee. It should be noted that he's a documented liar and brings into question what his purpose at AARO really was if it was not to follow up on investigations and disclose his findings to members of Congress. A former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Intelligence, Chris Mellon, described a report published by AARO that found no evidence that any USG investigation, academic-sponsored research, or official review panel has confirmed any sighting of UAP-represented extraterrestrial technology. As the most error-ridden and unsatisfactory government report I can recall reading during after decades of government service. Mellon further noted that this was a first error report submitted to Congress without the Director of National Intelligence's sign-off and seemingly excluded input from any scholars or experts who have studied or written exclusively about this topic, extensively about this topic, as would normally be in any other case in this field. Mellon determined that this report failed to fulfill the congressional mandate under which it was required, omitted entire agencies with known investigations or activities related to UAPs, and omitted any discussion of efforts to hide classified or unclassified information about UAP. Such efforts were unaddressed by the report, despite the existence of agency records and investigations concurring with them, including those at U.S. Customs and Border Protection. If we set up offices and oversight bodies only to let them become graveyards for testimony or, worse yet, ruses for pretending to investigate when in actuality there was no follow-up, then we are not doing our jobs. In recent months, Congress has also been presented with evidence that points to technologies that, to our knowledge, are beyond our current capabilities. It is our duty as elected representatives to follow the facts wherever they lead and to ensure that those facts are not buried under classification stamps or bureaucratic excuses. Let me be clear. Whether UAPs represent adversarial technology, natural phenomena, or something beyond current human understanding, Congress has a responsibility to investigate. If these objects are foreign in origin, then they pose a direct threat to our national security. And if they represent something unknown, they demand rigorous scientific inquiry, not ridicule, not secrecy, and not silence. The stakes are very high. Adversarial nations are not waiting for us to catch up. They are studying these phenomena as well aggressively, as multiple nations have also announced their own parliamentary investigations into this very topic. If we are to continue to hide information from ourselves, we risk strategic surprise. If we continue to ignore our pilots and service members, as well as countless government whistleblowers, we risk losing their trust. And if we continue to shield the truth from the public, we risk eroding the very foundation of democratic accountability. This is why this hearing matters. This is not about fueling speculation. This is about demanding the basic transparency from the Department of Defense and the intelligence community and other military contractors. It is about asking the questions every American has the right to ask. What do we know? What don't we know? And why in a free society are we being told so little? A major barrier to this committee's inquiry into UAPs has been the lack of cooperation and transparency from the Department of Defense and the intelligence community. In preparation for previous UAP hearings, the committee repeatedly asked the Department of Defense to allow members to view videos and files related to UAP incidences. Unfortunately, the Department of Defense notified the committee staff that due to the department's special access program rules, only members of the House Armed Service Committee, as well as the Defense Subcommittee on House Appropriations, also known as HACD, were allowed to be read in onto such programs. For a non-committee member to be allowed to view these documents and videos, individual members must be approved by the chairman and ranking member of both HASC and HACD. Independent SAP oversight has presented a consistent problem for Congress, as well as program budgets are classified. Additionally, oversight reporting to Congress is classified and only provided to the authorizing and appropriations committees of jurisdiction. The American people are not fragile. They do not need to be shielded like children from reality. What they cannot tolerate and what they will not forgive is a government that withholds the truth and punishes those who dare to speak up. I want to close with this. Future generations will look back at this moment and ask what we did when presented with the unknown. Did we look away, embarrassed or afraid, or did we pursue the truth with courage? I intend to be on the side of truth, transparency, and accountability, and I hope my colleagues on this task force will be able to do the same. To quote a few elected officials, Senator Schumer has stated, multiple credible sources allege a constitutional crisis over UFOs. Senator Rounds has stated that these are brilliant individuals and they are not making this stuff up. And our current Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has stated very high clearances and high positions within our government in regards to these whistleblowers. Senator McConnell also described these whistleblowers as saying incredible. And the witnesses today are not alone. In fact, they're far from it. In fact, 34 senior military government and intelligence officials have broken their silence. This includes Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Senator Rounds, Senator Gillibrand, General Jim Clapper, the former director of the government's UAP task force, the former head of aviation security for the White House National Security Council, the former Secretary of Defense, and many more. Again, to quote Secretary of State Rubio in an upcoming documentary known as The Age of Disclosure, even presidents have been operating on a need-to-know basis that begins to spin out of control. And to quote Senator Gillibrand, who also went public in this documentary, it's not acceptable to have secret parts of this government that no one ever sees. It's time for the fundamental truths of UAP to be revealed to our nation's leaders and the public. It's time for the U.S. government to exercise transparency.
Please rise for a moment of prayer for Charlie Kirk and his family. Wait a minute. The House will be in order. The House will be in order. The House will be in order.
Singing all day and you can't tame it. High tide, low tide, you know. Night time, the morning time, yeah. We're going strong, heading up, down the river. Oh Lord, I feel the reveling. I feel a change on the...
What advice do you have for me as I move into adulthood in order to become a more informed and involved citizen?
Well, first of all, thank you for being here, and I have hope thanks to people like you. How old are you again?
13.
13. Here's a couple things I want to encourage you to do. Learn something new every single day, and focus on what it means to be a good person and a person of strong character. Aristotle said that courage is the ultimate virtue. Without it, there are no other virtues. If people aren't courageous, you don't have honesty. You don't have justice. You don't have beauty. You don't have wonder. And so at age 13, I want you to commit yourself to a life of courage. Courage is doing the right thing when you don't know how it's going to work out. Courage is committing yourself to the correct course of action, regardless of the cost associated to it.
Every human being, I believe, is made in the image of the divine, is sacred, is unique. And if we get away from this principle as we have, we not only have moral degradation, we not only have the collapsing society around us, but it's bad for that being itself. That being itself is unique. That being has rights. And who are we to say, just because we're older, that we get to murder it? Thank you.
Everything just goes away. How would you, if you could be associated with one thing, How would you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered for courage for my faith. That would be the most important thing. Most important thing is my faith in my life.
First, I want you to know I'm fine, not because my body is fine, but because my soul is secure in Christ. Death is not the end. It's a promotion. Don't waste 1 second mourning me. I knew the risks of standing up in this cultural moment, and I'd do it all over again. Second, do not let this violence divide us further. The enemy wants chaos, fear, and retaliation. Don't give it to them. Instead, double down on truth. Double down on courage. Double down on your faith and on your families. That is how you honor me. Third, remember this. America is worth it. Free speech is worth it. Fighting for the unborn, for families, for sanity in a culture gone mad, it is all worth it. So dry your tears, pick up your cross, and get back in the fight. Do it with joy. Do it with strength. And never, ever let evil think it won.
The evildoers, responsible for my husband's assassination, have no idea what they have done. They killed Charlie because he preached a message of patriotism, faith, and of God's merciful love. But they should all know this. If you thought that my husband's mission was powerful before, you have no idea. You have no idea what you just have unleashed across this entire country. In this world, you have no idea. You have no idea the fire that you have ignited within this wife. The cries of this widow will echo around the world like a battle cry. To everyone listening tonight across America, the movement my husband built will not die. It won't. I refuse to let that happen. It will not die. All of us will refuse to let that happen. No one will ever forget my husband's name, and I will make sure of it.
But that's like that mothership.
It looks like a tentacle crawling on the stone.
Dude, set my gut.
I got it.
And then
are you guys filming it? What color is it showing up?
I'm outside right now.
It's like the white. It looks pinkish.
Christmas lights. Just a string of Christmas lights.
You know, that's kind of going the wrong way for Starlink. That's going north.
What color do you see, Joe?
Yeah, it's like multi.
Yeah.
Like a reddish, pinkish, white. Whoa!
It kind of turned orange.
It's going north. It's going south to north. Somebody's calling me going, look up.
Are you seeing this? Are you seeing this?
Going behind the tree.
Wonder who's calling me. Uh-oh, tree ate it. That's that UFO eating tree again. It ate it. should be coming out. It's gone. Yeah. You see him? Oh, yeah. Oh, three. Another one came up and greeted him.
Oh, we got two.
Yeah, I got him. There's three. Another one went right through him.
Oh, there's one behind the two.
Is there?
There's four.
Jeez.
One.
No, there's four in front. I got the two in front.
Oh, hold on. There's a third one. Hold on. Is that? Oh, my Lord. That's
oh, wow.
Dude, there's like 15 of them coming right now.
Oh, God.
That might be. No.
That's on. Starlink.
One, two, three. Yeah, power up.
Dude, oh, what?
Line, they're powering up.
That's not Starlink.
That's definitely not Starlink.
That thing powered up.
Yeah. They were all facing. Like, ooh, it's powering up again. Yeah. Awesome.
Which one?
This one right here.
Man. Wow. How many are there?
There's a line of them. They're all powering up.
Shoot.
They're taking turns, but they, yeah, each one are. Whoa. Yeah.
I don't know which one to film.
There's a whole, oh my Lord. I got the majority of them.
Are they spinning?
Powering up right here.
Okay, I got this one.
Oh, dude, there's a whole fleet.
It's my God, they're all. You know what? That's not Starlink. Then look, they're all. Another one's coming down.
Oh my Lord.
That's a freaking fleet.
Holy cow!
Look at all of them. That's not Starlink.
That's definitely not.
Look, another one coming down from the top.
Oh my God, dude, this is they're.
Dude, this is a fleet.
What?
Look at all those.
Holy cow!
And they're not in a straight row.
Yeah, they're like side by side. They're off. They're not in straight line at all.
No.
They're powering up.
Oh, look at that. That one powered up.
They're powering up. All of them. What?
Oh, I'm getting pulsed. My whole left side's pulsing.
Yeah.
And they're going, look, they're going down, they're going up.
Oh my God, look.
This one's going up. There's two side by side. Oh my God, this is like, whoa.
Called it.
There's two there.
Oh my Lord.
Oh my God, they're two. What the heck? There are so many, I don't know which one to film.
I'm watching every single one of them. Every single one of them has power.
That one, yeah, that one just every powered up. There's one. Two. Look at that. 3, 4, 5, 6, what? 7, 8, 9, 10.
This, yeah, that was
8,
like
11, 12. Wow. They're just.
Holy cow.
They're still coming.
Holy cow.
And they're going every direction. They're not.
What?
They're not in a straight line.
They're powering up everywhere. Oh my God. They're sitting side by sides.
Look at that. Two together there, two there, two there,
yeah.
Two there, three, four, five.
This is
oh my God, it's on.
What the heck?
It is on.
Yeah, whoa. Holy cow, I gotta call the kid. Call the kids out here.
Hey, where are they?
Five.
Oh, yeah. Sweet, love it. Come on. Light her up. Come on, she's cruising too. Wow. And there's one right behind it. Nah. I would stay on this first one. Nice. Again, come on.
Another little one just went under it. Speeding up.
Sweet. Love it.
It went right through that other star. I thought it was powered up. But it is coming in right over us.
Oh! Oh, you saw that shit.
Do you see this one? This one's getting really bright.
No.
It's right behind us. It's coming right over us now.
I can't see. There's so much going on.
Behind. It's almost straight up right now. But it's a little bit behind us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see it right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going fast.
Grand finale. Going north? Wow, they're right over the house. This thing is so bright.
Thank you.
Quiet. Oh yeah. Oh, he is. He's powering up. Woo-hoo! Whoa! Look at that! Look at that! Woo-hoo! Whoa! Whoa, that was an incredible one. That was a nice, I got it all on film. I got that one on film. That was a white out your screen moment. That was an epic moment there.
I'm like emotional.
It's got another one in front of it. So there's like three right off the bat.
Oh yeah, there's a little one.
Yeah, here's another one. It's over the house.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. They just crossed.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's another. Oh, the little skipper. There's the one skipping under it. It's skipping all over the place and went right under it.
Join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.